Y'all, I have an update on a pretty big news story in our community, as one of our own was just sentenced to a decade in prison for following the Constitution of the United States of America. 10 years. Why? Because the tyrants who are drunk with power made a state law up to control their subjects. And this man is being used as a pawn to scare everyone else straight. But it just might be the kindling that starts the fire of liberty that will burn them. 3 weeks ago, I did a video telling you that Dexter Taylor, a law-abiding software engineer, was indicted by the New York tyrants because he had a hobby that hundreds of thousands of Americans take part in every single day, except if you enter the fiefdom of New York's dotted lines on a map. They'll lock you up and throw the key away for as long as they possibly can. It's the same case where the judge had the balls, although she's a female, to say that the Second Amendment does not exist in her courtroom and not to bring it up as a defense. Tar and feathers are a thing. Guys, first off, if you love the Second Amendment as much as I do, this burns in your soul, then subscribe to the channel down below. I'll keep you up to date on everything, no matter where it happens, every day for free. You just have to hit that button down below. I ask you to like the video and share it if it fires you up or you get something out of it so that other people can have the same experience, because YouTube is going to limit the amount of people that get to know about the attack on their freedoms. So thank you for your consideration. We also have a perfect sponsor for this video, the Sonoran Desert Institute. With more than 350 million firearms in the United States, the time has never been better to learn how to be a gunsmith. Sonoran Desert Institute offers online firearms technology education with hands-on labs and materials shipped right to your door. Course topics range from AR-15, AR-10, or 1911 armorers courses to shooting, sports management, ballistics, gunsmithing, and more. Get your education and turn your passion for firearms into a successful career. Check it out at sdi.edu/gng to get started today. Links are down below. Thanks to SDI for standing by what this channel does for so long. All right, guys. Dexter Taylor had 4 AR-15-style assault weapons. This is a quote. 4 AR-15-style assault weapons, 5 handguns, 4 rifles, over 50 rounds of ammunition, in addition to gunpowder or shell casings, triggers, a 3D printer, and various uppers and lower receivers used to build firearms. The weapons were being stored in an unlocked safe as well as a closet. Shit, that's most of that is right there behind me. That's what's on my bar. And in a vast majority of this country, that is not an issue at all because it's part of the American fabric. It is what gave us our freedom in this country is a firearm. For the liberals watching, what happened when the king was stepping on the throats of the colonists? They shot the people in the face that were trying to take their rights and disarm them. 10 years in prison because he lives in the wrong neighborhood, essentially. A decade over some made-up, feel-good bullshit legislation that is 100% unconstitutional. And yet, they get away with it for years at a time because they know the legal system is slow by design. So rather than follow the spanking that the Supreme Court gave them in the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin decision, or the Heller decision, or the Caetano decision, or even the McDonald decision, New York will continue to defy the Constitution, as do the other communist states, until we the people have had enough. So my question for you is this, Mr. and Mrs. American. Have you had enough? Are you ready to get up and be part of the movement to stop this bullshit? Are you willing to demand our individual liberties that were secured by our founding fathers? Are you sick and tired of government stepping on your neck while continuing to take the power that was not given to them in the Constitution? When was the last time you read the Constitution, if you ever have? If you haven't, that's fine. Read it. Actually read every single word, because they mean something. When was the last time you read the Declaration of Independence? If you have recently, most of that is basically talking about today as well. Perhaps you should read it, because it seems like too many American sheeple haven't. I also have a challenge, and I know that Dexter's team is appealing this trash ruling. Thank you for those who are keeping me in the loop. You know that the American Communist Party, the left, always cries that whatever the topic of the day is a threat to the democracy. Well, what just happened to Dexter Taylor is a threat to this republic. And I know that every major gun group watches my channel. I know that several members of Congress, I know that several U.S. senators watch this channel. I know that several members of the New York State Legislature watch this channel. It's time to do something. We the people are sick and tired of the bullshit, and we are not the problem, but we could be. Like the video and share it so more people can see it and know what's going on. Free Dexter. I know that a group has been in contact with Dexter. Let's hope that they decide to take the fight up, and I'll let you know more about his appeal as soon as some information is ready. I appreciate each and every single one of you. You are your own first responders, guys and gal. Those tools behind us, behind me, are meant for us, for enemies foreign and domestic. Take care.